Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
A Malibu mansion previously owned by talk show host Johnny Carson was recently listed for sale for $110 million, which features multiple swimming pools and a custom-built tennis pavilion that had been a gift from NBC. Well, NBC gave me a free trial of Peacock Premium. With ads.
Well, I don't know. I understand if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. When I was younger, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it either, but I cannot handle streaming services that have ads. I just can't do it. I gotta pay whatever to get rid of the ads.
Yeah, everybody's in a different financial position, different priorities, et cetera. But yeah, I hear you.
Oh, that's so annoying. And the way they position them, they do a good job of putting the ads in like the most annoying spot of whatever you're watching. It's just been announced that Donald Trump's presidential library will be in Miami. That's kind of interesting. Different topic.
Maybe,
so
maybe. Anyway, go ahead.
Yet another story that should be elevated above the brave return of Jimmy Kimmel to late night, because who freaking cares, is that phone server bank thingy they found in New York yesterday that could have disrupted all of the New York cell phone, and we're trying to figure out who it is. This is the way ABC covered it last night.
A system so powerful, authorities say, it could have been used to disrupt all cell phone service for the entire city of New York, including police, fire, and EMS. The so-called SIM farm, capable of sending 30 million text messages a minute. Sources telling ABC News the operation is connected to the Chinese government. Authorities found the SIM farm while investigating anonymous threatening calls earlier this year, targeting three people, including one with direct access to President Trump.
So, that's highly troubling, obviously. It seems like exactly the way you'd lay the groundwork for a giant attack.
Right.
We'll discuss after this is CNN's version of the story.
Can I quibble real quick or ask a follow-up question? Pierre Thomas there stated that police and fire would be unable to communicate with each other because of the cell phone system crashing. Is that right? Surely we have a redundancy or radios or something that doesn't depend on the civilian system? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's horrifying.
Yeah, if anybody knows about that, we'd love to hear from you.
Here's CNN's version.
So what we do know is that foreign governments and criminals located in the United States are using this network to run their organizations. And that includes cartels. That includes human traffickers. That includes terrorists are on this network.
If there is some organization behind this, we have to assume that there's one in L.A., mm-hmm. one in Washington, D.C., another in Chicago, because if it's a nation state that wants to attack infrastructure during crisis to break communications, and we don't know exactly what the timing of that crisis would be
right.
or the type, that's the kind of thing that the Secret Service, the Director of National Intelligence, Homeland Security, and I'm sure eventually the FBI will have to really work to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, that's John Miller on CNN, who used to be in the FBI and has great sources.
Yeah, it's like a sleeper cell or a sleeper virus that just lurks on the hard drive until you need it.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff they're not telling us, but they did announce that it is a nation state that was behind putting the stuff in, and then they're coordinating with people in the United States, but there's only a couple of nation states you can imagine that would be doing this, right? China, Russia, Iran, maybe North Korea, I doubt it.
It rhymes with pina, but we can't say anything else at this time. How many other sleeper systems, tripwires, booby traps are in our infrastructure?
Well, how about John Miller saying, I hadn't even thought this, that you have to assume that if they have one in New York, they got it in all the other major cities also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I was thinking of it more in terms of a plot against something happening in New York, since New York is New York, home of the UN and financial capital of the world and the rest of it.
Worth pointing out that while it was announced yesterday, the week of the UN meeting, which made it seem like, was it something about the UN? It was discovered quite a while back, so they just announced it yesterday for some reason.
Right, but to finish my thought, that what you just expressed makes more sense if it is a Chinese, you know, weapon waiting to be deployed, a sleeper weapon. It makes much, much more sense to have it deployed much more in a widespread fashion.
Yeah, and if you've ever gotten halfway to work and realized you didn't bring your cell phone, and it seems like, oh my God, how is my life possibly going to function if I don't have my phone with me? How am I going to, even though, you know, if you're of a certain age, you used to go to work without a cell phone and everything that comes with it all the time, and you were perfectly fine. You drove across the country, you went on vacations, you did everything you did without a cell phone, you were fine. But nobody can anymore, and we all feel like in a panic and naked. Imagine if your cell phone didn't work, but you're getting some sort of news about an attack of some sort, a 9/11 style attack anywhere, and all of a sudden cell phones don't work. Imagine the panic that would sow nationwide. It's just, it's something from a horror movie.
Yeah.
You think, oh my God, I need to get a hold of my kids, and you can't, or your wife, or your husband, or whatever.
Well, I was just thinking there, you could probably name at least a half a dozen different crisis scenarios where, you know, I could ask you, what would you do? And the answer would be, well, I'd grab my cell phone, and I would dial, or I would click on, or I would tune in, or I would, no, you will do nothing, friends, nothing.
I would get on Twitter for all the latest this and that, and I would head home, and the first thing I would do is jump on my GPS thing on my phone to figure out the traffic, because traffic is in gridlock out there, as everybody's in a panic, and nobody has access to any of that through their cell phone.
Wi-Fi would still work, wouldn't it?
I assume.
Unless they bring that down, too. The insidious Chinese communist horde has already thought of that, I'm sure. But you know what? Just on a broader,
which might
30,000
make things
foot
worse.
Level, yes?
Which might make things worse. I mean, if some people had some information, and then as soon as you get away from your building with Wi-Fi, you got no communication. I just can't imagine the panic that would...
Oh, yeah. It'd be horrendous. Horrendous, yeah. What was I about to say? From a 30,000 foot... vantage point. A technologically advanced totalitarian state competing against a technologically advanced open society with freedom of movement, a non-surveillance state mostly. Can the open society possibly win?
I think that is the big question. I have a, I think, interesting point to make, but we'll tell you about it after this from Trust and Will, which is a really, really good idea.
Oh, you've known that you should have an estate plan for the people you love, your kids, maybe your grandkids, your favorite charities, whatever. You've been putting it off, partly because of the expense, or you think it'll be a painful process. You can create and manage a custom estate plan starting at just $199 at Trust and Will. A trust is going to be a little more. Well, which one do I need? They will guide you through all of that stuff step by step.
Each will and trust is state-specific, customized to your needs, and all your important documents will be in one place with bank-level encryption, which will make your life much easier. All kinds of live customer support, chat, phone, and email to help you put this together.
Yeah, they really do make it easy and affordable. You can secure your assets, protect your loved ones. Don't doom them to a long, expensive, bitter legal battle with the government involved. Good Lord. Secure your assets, protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. You get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/Armstrong. That's trustandwill.com/Armstrong.
Can a open free society that is a democracy with all the red tape that entails defeat an autocracy? That is the question for planet Earth. It's probably number one question on planet Earth for the future. I think you were on vacation when China did that big show about that bridge they built. You weren't here for that, were you?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They parked all these trucks across the world's biggest suspension bridge, which they built in like 9 months across some giant gorge. And it's a stunning structure, just to show that they could build that sort of thing that fast. That he parked all these giant trucks on it to show it that how strong it is. So you couldn't make the comment, well, it'd probably fall apart. And I was just thinking, you know, those stories that you hear all the time about how we built the Empire State Building in 6 months during the Depression. Now it takes 30 years to lay 1 mile of track for a supposed bullet train because of all kinds of environmental concerns and this and that. We can't do anything anymore. So you've got that aspect of it. Then you got the whole security state versus non-security state thing. And but I think it's worth pointing out that China is not Johnny Knoxville. I mean, they're not running a jackass operation where wouldn't it be funny if we shut off their cell phones and watch how they panic? They have a goal. Their goal is to supplant us as the world's hyperpower. So you got to think in terms of what they're not like the Muslim fanatics where they just want to knock down a building. I mean, they have a goal. So what sort of thing would they do where they then shut down our cell phones in all our major cities? I can't imagine what that would be.
Oh, my goodness.
Goal would have to be to defeat our military, do enough damage to our military.
Or like, our economy.
Like Japan hoped to do on Pearl Harbor, that we can't fight back, that they could win a war, that they could do whatever they want.
Well, the economy and our liberties are the engine that drives everything, including our military. No economy, no military. And so as China seeks global supremacy and tries to line up as many countries as possible on their team as opposed to our team, in the case of the bridge, they're sending the message, hey, we're effective, period. We get stuff done. These people are so wrapped up in their own, you know, legal system and stated principles, they can't get anything done. Oh, and by the way, they're going to lecture you on your human rights. We don't give a crap. And in an effort to surpass us economically or just weaken us economically, that might be reason enough to take down the cell system in New York for, 3-4 days. Then all of a sudden, like the denial of service attacks and the ransomware attacks, all of a sudden, oh, look at that. No hospital on the West Coast can conduct its business because we've messed with their systems or something like that. Just one after the other every couple of months, that might be enough.
Combine that with a drone attack on all our big military bases?
Well, okay, so you're going for the big, big attack. I'm trying to point out it doesn't need to be that.
All that land that they've purchased near military bases across the country?
That's no good.
A bunch of shipping containers open up and drones fly out like Ukraine did to Russia?
Or those robot wolves galloping across the landscape.
Okay, so now we're going to get silly. Is that what we've decided?
What? What? You're taking robot wolves lightly? I'm not.
Bunch of robot wolves start galloping across meadows.
Right,
you're running as fast as you can, but it's like your legs are in quicksand. You just can't run any faster. And the robot wolves are gaining on you.
They'll put speakers on them so they can howl at you.
And why do they howl? Why are they howling? They're robots. Oh, my God. It's worse than I thought. As I run away. Yes, these are some awful scenarios we've laid out.
Are we can toughen up, America.
Okay, more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you hear? The best performing assets of 2025 aren't stocks. They are precious metals. This year, gold and silver have risen a staggering 29%. And some experts believe the gold and silver bull market has just begun. Central banks are buying gold to protect against the falling dollar, and silver, it's powering the future. With skyrocketing demand for solar, EVs, and AI, silver is the new oil. So how high could gold and silver soar? Find out. Call Lear Capital, the precious metals leader, at 800-889-3070. Get your free wealth protection kit and see how gold and silver could help your retirement dreams come true. With over $3 billion in trusted transactions, thousands of five-star reviews, Lear is your trusted source. Call now, 800-889-3070. That's 800-889-3070.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
The Redding Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Redding September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Doan and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at RedingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Redding Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrupt. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A school local to where we broadcast from in Sacramento just voted yesterday to keep having boys and girls sports. And we can't believe it. We'll talk more about that coming up. Just absolutely amazing. An update on my Ukrainian girlfriend, if you've been following this. Well, if you haven't been following this saga, a quick background. So, you know, my email has been hacked like yours has a million times. All kinds of people have your email address. And some bad actor is trying to get me involved in a scam like happens all the time. But in this case,
oh,
it was
love is a scam.
In this case, it's somebody portraying themselves as a young Ukrainian woman who like immediately was in love with me just because of my email address or something like that.
Jack Armstrong, my precious diamond.
Right. And she writes in funny ways. I guess you would if you don't. You're not a native English speaker. She's Ukrainian. She says things like, Jack, my precious diamond love, you know, that sort of thing. And how much she loves me, and she sends pictures. The weird thing is all the pictures are like different girls. She looks different in the different pictures. But anyway.
She's like Lady Gaga. She's constantly reinventing herself.
So what I was wondering is what was the scam? What's the scam? Is it going to be she asks for money? Does she get to try to get me to click on a link? She did send me like voice memos. If you would like to hear my voice, how beautiful it is, you know, here it is. So there was something to click on. I did not click on it. And I've been, like, sending one-word replies or one-sentence replies every now and then, you know, been thinking of you all night, you know, how are you, that sort of thing.
Wow, good man.
Waiting
stoking
for
the fire.
Waiting for the scam. I just wondered which kind of scam this is. Well, Hansen came up with the idea of scam her first. Tell her you have had a medical emergency and need $5,000, or you're in jail, or whatever it's going to be. Ask her for money. But we decided to lead up to that. And so I had sent this email 2 days ago. You were on my mind the entire weekend. I really want to see you, my buttercup. And I really want to see you was going to be followed by, I have almost all the money I need for a plane ticket. I just need $500 more or something like that.
Yeah.
But her response shocked me. All my kisses for you, Jack! Exclamation point, exclamation point. If you really want to have a relationship with me, please answer all the letters I wrote to you and all my questions. Another way, please do not disturb me anymore.
Wow.
She actually, like, if you're not going to actually email me back and participate in this relationship, I want out, is the way she responded, which is surprising to me.
Wow, she replied, if I might, don't build me up, buttercup, just to let me down. To quote the old Motownish song.
So I don't know what to think now. Well, that's a weird scam.
Oh, no. It's good. It's smart. She's trying to convince you of her sincerity.
So that's supposed to make me, as a really pathetic, sad, lonely, perhaps mentally ill person, that, oh, no, I'm in jeopardy of losing this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to be serious about this. I've got to treat this girl like she deserves to be treated. Yes.
God, I got to answer all her questions. I don't want to answer all her questions. He had a lot of questions about, like, you know, what's your favorite movie or flower or whatever. I don't know. You know the way women are with their questions while you're trying to watch TV. Did you have a comment, Katie?
No, it just sounds like she's totally trying to guilt you into keeping this going.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And I heavily think you should answer all of the questions and continue this because this is fantastic entertainment.
God, we've only been together for 2 weeks and already it's na-na-na-na-na.
Why didn't you answer my question? I was working.
You know what you did.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I guess I'll respond. I really want to know what the ask is going to be.
To be small. Smallish. I can't remember what the term for it is, but she will need a piddling amount of money.
She. We keep referring to it as she.
$45.
It's either a bot or some, you know, criminal gang. It's not a she.
Right. Some bearded guy in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more likely some poor bastard enslaved in Southeast Asia being forced to do this.
Well,
because that's what a lot of it is.
That's not romantic. That's not my buttercup. Yes, Katie.
Yeah, I think it'll be a small amount, but for something that's very serious. She'll create some major crisis and just be like, this is all I need, though, in order to fix it. And then it's going to grow from there.
Look at it like a series of interviews. The you responded was the first interview. We've looked at your resume, and it's pretty attractive. We'd like you to come back for a second interview. The second interview is the, can we lure this guy into sending $40 on some pretext? And if that happens, then you get the full court press. They bring in their real pros.
I am her precious rose. At least that's what she says.
And you're something diamond as well. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
self-employed consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft. In a breach, or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky will be addressing the UN General Assembly after President Donald Trump threatened even more sanctions and tariffs against Russia during his own speech. And now President Trump saying that Ukraine, with NATO's help, might be able to win back land taken by Russia. Those comments from the president came after this post to Truth Social, where he described Russia as looking like a paper tiger and how a, quote, real military power would have had a quick victory.
Yeah, that's a heck of a development that has happened in the last 24 hours that caught everybody by surprise, including the president of Ukraine. Let's listen to a little of what Trump said. This is after his UN speech when he was sitting around with reporters.
You got to hand it to the Ukrainian soldiers and everybody involved. It's still going on. And that's, yeah, that's not a good thing for Russia. This was supposed to be quick. And so, you know, Russia doesn't look very distinguished having taken 3.5 years now, right? It's about 3.5 years of very hard fighting. And it looks like it's not going to end for a long time.
He's sitting with Zelensky. He goes on.
So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight, too. And they've proven that. Maybe it's a it could be that Russia's a paper tiger. I don't know what they are. But 3.5 years of fighting and killing everybody, of killing 7,000 people a week for nothing. For nothing. So it's a very sad situation, but most of you have seen the recent statement I put out a little while ago, and I'm glad you got it, but I feel that way. I really do feel that way. Let them get their land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
So the statement Trump is referring to, after getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, and after seeing the economic trouble it's causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. With time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular NATO, the original borders from where this war started is very much an option.
Wow.
That is a heck of a thing to say.
Does he mean that, or is that a bargaining position?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, yeah, could be. I mean, he wants the war to end. I mean, if this would scare Russia into an agreement of some sort. Mm-hmm.
I think it's notable that Moscow responded with mockery and humor. Kremlin spokesman said, Russia is in no way a tiger. Russia is more compared with a bear. There are no paper bears. And then the Medvedev mocked Trump's new position, saying he'd been given a dose of alternative reality and mocked Trump's changing views. I have no doubt he will come back. He always comes back. The main thing is to radically change your point of view on various issues more often, and everything will be fine. That's the essence of successful government through social media.
Trump's post was very, very long. Most people are only reading part of it, but a little more of it. When the people living in Moscow and all the great cities, towns, and districts all throughout Russia find out what is really going on with this war, I thought that might be a tell. Are we about to somehow figure out a way to distribute that information to the people of Russia? Anyway, the fact that it's almost impossible for them to get gasoline through the long lines that are being formed and all other things that are taking place in their war economy, where most of their money is being spent on fighting Ukraine, which has great spirit and is only getting better. Ukraine would be able to take back their country in its original form, and who knows, maybe even go further than that.
Go.
What is that? Maybe Ukraine...
Saw off a little of Russia.
Maybe Ukraine takes some of your land. What do you think of that? Putin and Russia are in big economic trouble, and this is the time for Ukraine to act. In any event, I wish both countries well. What? good luck to all, he says.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
And he said, we will continue to supply weapons to NATO for NATO to do what they want with them. This is a long way from where we were with Trump. It's a long way from where we were with Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so perplexed by this and have no idea what to expect. We got this note. We asked, what do you think the Kremlin's strategy is in mocking Trump?
Impossible to imagine what the upside is, but Putin's a smart guy.
Well, you've got to at least consider this from Terry. I think China and Russia have a plan together. If they draw Trump into some stupid smaller problem, China now has their chance to assert themselves, I think. She means they know that the Western world is very reluctant to ever use nuclear weapons. I don't think Putin and Xi are as reluctant. I could 100% picture Xi Jinping having the following conversation. Mr. Chairman, an exchange of nuclear weapons will cost 1.5 million lives on each side. But we believe that would then neutralize the United States, blah, 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 because they would fear ever using them again. Are you willing to trade those 1.5 million lives? And she would say, absolutely, yeah, let's do it.
I don't think we would fire back with nuclear weapons. I think we'd absorb it. I've read enough about this. I think that is our current stance. We would just absorb it, try to negotiate something, which is be fine with China and Russia.
Probably, yeah.
So I know a lot of people listening think this is some sort of crazy talk. This is absolutely 100% the history of the world. This is what has happened every single time with every more powerful tribe, without every more powerful country. I mean, you name the circumstance. This is what always happens. The up-and-comer at some point strikes against the aging lion. You know, the lion that is no longer the king of this particular jungle. And it just to think that it's not going to happen again, you're foolish.
I need to point out that we have literally invoked lions and tigers and bears in this discussion.
Oh, my.
But you're absolutely right. But here's a real twist for you. The only way that's quicker to bring on horrific conflict than resisting them is to give in to them. Then you're really going to get a horrific conflict going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good morning.
I mean, finding those phone servers around New York and now finding out that they're probably all over the country in every major city with the ability to shut down our cell phone service. There are barbarians at the gate.
Yeah.
I mean, they're staring 100%. At the gate, peering in between the bars. You can see them.
Oh, no. They're inside. they're in Rome, ooching around, openly, in our open society. You know, I was thinking about this, speaking of 30,000-foot views, and this is just me thinking. I'm not in favor of this, per se, but how many times have you heard me going on about how the post-WW2 global economy was a unique moment in history that would never be repeated, where the U.S. stood astride the world like a colossus, Europe was decimated, Japan was decimated, the rest of Asia was still living in huts, and we did the vast majority of the manufacturing of advanced products throughout the world. And you could stumble out of high school, a half-wit in Detroit, Michigan, get a job at the Ford Motor Plant and be profitably employed, get yourself a nice house and a car in the suburbs and raise your kids and have a lovely life in America. And everything subsequent to that, people have said, what happened to that? That's the American dream. Now, that was a snapshot in time, okay? So here's my question.
And that was only for some people. Everybody focuses on the people who lived in Detroit and got to work for GM, but it wasn't that way for a lot of the country.
Absolutely true, yeah. So here's the question for you, and we were talking about this, when was it, last hour, earlier this hour, doesn't matter. Can a technically advanced, open society compete successfully against a technically advanced totalitarian society that is a police state and does not have nearly the vulnerabilities we do internally as we do? Okay, so having set that, a long preamble. Here's my question. And if you've studied the Constitution and individual rights in America, you know they have varied a lot through our history. They've gone up, they've gone down. Free speech, censorship, hell, we had slaves at one point. Perhaps you heard that in your local school. Anyway, it's all kind of gone up and down through the years. Could it be that the post, say, civil rights movement, late 20th century, early 21st century, America of civil liberties and lack of government intrusion was also a moment in time that will not be repeated because it makes us too vulnerable to a technically advanced, gigantic, economically powerful totalitarian state?
Well, that discussion will be had after the result of whatever is going to happen, I'm guessing.
So you don't have the courage to answer me, having asked you a question that really requires a 500-page book. Anyway. Well,
one more sentence from what Trump truthed out yesterday. I mean, this should be taken very seriously. This is such a big deal. But anyway, I'll have another sentence for you after this.
Yeah, word from our friends at WebRoot. You've heard about the TransUnion breach. Hit over 4 million people. That's not just a glitch. It's a disaster. And that sort of thing happens way too often. And that's why we think you should trust WebRoot Total Protection. It's not just antivirus. It's identity protection for up to 10 people. Dark web monitoring. Up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement. And that's not all.
Oh, yeah. If you get your identity stolen, it's going to be a nightmare trying to fix it. I've known people who have gone through this. With WebRoot, you also get a VPN, cloud backup, 24/7 U.S.-based support. Love U.S.-based support. They even have an elder fraud hotline, which is huge for families. It protects everyone, toddlers, students, seniors. WebRoot Total Protection is built for real households.
And you can get 50% off WebRoot Total Protection or WebRoot Essentials at WebRoot.com/Armstrong. That's WebRoot.com/Armstrong. Again, maybe you go for the WebRoot Total Protection. That's a great idea. Or WebRoot Essentials. Go to WebRoot.com/Armstrong.
First of all, where's J.D. Vance and those of you who agree with his stance on Ukraine ain't our circus, not our monkeys? We shouldn't even be involved in this. Where that part of MAGA, how did they feel about Trump coming out? Yeah, I think Ukraine could give back all their land and maybe even more.
What's J.D. saying right now, I wonder?
And we're here to help you. But part of Trump's very long post yesterday was Russia has been fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military power less than a week to win.
That's an odd and troubling thing to say, but
that's what got under Putin's skin, I think. Would have taken a real military power less than a week to win. This is not distinguishing Russia. In fact, it's very much making him look like a paper tiger. That's quite
anything
an insult.
Anything about unprovoked aggression and wars of conquest or how it was morally wrong and anything?
No, no. Which would have been nice, probably.
Yeah.
How this plays out, I have no idea. The Washington Post columnist says it's Trump sensing weakness. Maybe with some data to back that up, that their military and economy are about to fall.
Yeah. So my question is, will you and your Ukrainian girlfriend live here in the States, or will you probably settle in Ukraine?
That'd be a heck of a thing, huh? I've decided to move to Ukraine.
Which reminds me, we got a handful of emails from folks who said, all of those questions about your favorite this, that, and the other, is they're trying to plumb data to get your passwords.
Oh, interesting.
Because they have algorithms and computers, and that really helps them.
My passwords have nothing to do with any of that stuff, but I'll bet it does most of the time.
It often does, yeah.
Yeah. I have really dumb bad passwords.
It's a multi-pronged attack where they'll try to get a little cash from you and then a little more cash. And during that process, they're also trying to figure out how to steal your identity. Speaking of WebRoot Total Protection.
And then that would be a nightmare.
WebRoot.com/Armstrong.
And there I am living in a war-torn country.
Or here. Either way, you'll be penniless and a fool.
With someone who appears to be about a third my age. So I don't know. What are we going to have in common?
Without your kidneys, Hansen says.
Without my kidneys. We don't speak the same language. I don't know. I don't like our chances. We have so many more things we've got to get to.
Gavin Newsom was making a fool of himself on national television again.
He was on Colbert.
He's funny. He's almost as funny as Kamala.
Oh, yeah, we got some Kamala clips. She's making, she's having one of the worst launches of a book tour in the history of book tours. So we got a lot of good stuff on the way. Stay here.
Jack Armstrong, my precious diamond.
Armstrong and Getty.
Dr. Halbert here. Are you tired of standing in front of the pain aisle wondering which product really works? That's exactly why I invented BlueStop. It took me 10 years to perfect BlueStop's unique and effective formula. As a surgeon, I saw how stiff joints, sore muscles, and body aches kept too many people from enjoying life. BlueStop works fast, absorbs quick, and smells great. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. Feel the difference.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
40s. So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're going to talk AI in hour three. I've been using three different AI platforms and comparing them. I want to talk about that.
So the lefties who are refusing to, say, pass a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk in the Congress are constantly saying, well, he would question the intelligence of black women, or he would say racially divisive things. Because if you don't go with the progressive left's view of race and racism and the rest of it, they accuse you of being a racist, even though they are wrong and absolutely flamingly counterproductive. Instead of talking about the idiot Jimmy Kimmel, let's talk about Charlie Kirk and his message. Here is a great conversation he had on a college campus.
It is a fact, obviously, that black people disproportionately commit crime in this country. No one's arguing that. But you either believe that that is due to a complex intersection of social, economic, and, like, leftover effects from previous inequalities, or you believe that that is an inherent trait to the race.
No, I don't. Because they weren't that way in the 1940s and 50s. Black America was one of the most peaceful, flourishing, fastest-growing economically communities in the country. It's not genetic. You're trying to point something on me that I don't believe. Instead,
but then
black
you do
America,
believe that it's not genetic, so you do think CRT is correct.
Hold on a second. In the 1940s and 1950s, black America was prosperous and was on pace to be richer and wealthier than white America. More dads were staying with the women that they were with, there was monogamy. What changed?
You're supporting my argument.
No, hold on. But what? Answer the question. What changed? Did America get more racist since the 1950s?
I would argue there were more racist policies passed. There were more policies dedicated to white and affluent communities and pushing them into poor housing and poor schools.
Wait a second. In the 1950s, Jackie Robinson had not even broken the color barrier. We had Jim Crow laws. We hadn't passed the Civil Rights Act, and we hadn't passed the Voting Rights Act. Yet blacks were better in the 1950s per capita than they are today. So we have become less racist, we've passed more anti-racist laws, and given more stuff, and blacks are worse than they were 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Why?
So you're equating here institutional and social racism. Social racism was certainly worse in the 1950s, I'm sure everyone would agree, but institutional racism occurs when policies are passed against people.
Come on.
Which can increase over time, and it did.
You're not being intellectually honest, you know that. There was black-only drinking fountains in the 1950s. We don't have those anymore. Well, we're bringing them back with, you know, black-only dormitories, but we had, for example, in the antebellum South in the 1950s, we had white-only communities, white by law. We got rid of that with the Civil Rights Act. But it didn't,
okay.
Unfortunately, we look around, the numbers speak for themselves. Black youth are less likely to have fathers, they're not doing as well as far as economically, they commit more crimes. So something changed, and our argument is what changed is three things. Number one, the imposition of the Great Society Project by Lyndon Baines Johnson of spending $30 trillion since 1960s on Section 8 housing, on welfare, on, you know, all sorts, where, as I said, that young black women married the government and they divorced young black men. And then we also have had, as Thomas Sowell and as Clarence Thomas would say, the soft bigotry of low expectations. And we have been afraid to get to the root of the issue or even speak about it because we don't be called a racist.
So what is imposing those low expectations?
Part of it is like white academic culture. I'll give you an example. I'm not saying you believe this, but Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, has come out and said having an ID to vote is racist.
That
is code for saying black people are too dumb to get a voter ID.
I'm surprised Charlie didn't answer directly her question by saying progressive policies. I mean, I agree with her in a weird way that the institutional legal framework in America damaged black America. I believe that 100%. And it was practically 100% from progressives who did that damage.
Yeah, they're not intentionally racist policies, though, the idea of being forced into bad housing, bad schools.
Right. No, it's building a culture of dependency and non-self-sufficiency. That's one of the most horrifying and cruel things you could do to a person.
Big picture takeaway from that, though, aside from the specifics. That guy got shot.
Yeah, got murdered for that.
Having those kind of conversations. We need so many more of those kind of conversations on every topic.
Yep. Take the torch and run with it, friends.
Very unfortunate. If you missed the segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.